Okay, good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to the Western Plains Cultural Centre podcast series, Who We Are. Today I'm joined by Jessica Moore, our Collections Officer.
Hi there.
Hi, Jess. Can you start by telling us how many years you've spent at the centre so far?
This is my sixth year working at the Cultural Centre. I arrived to start working here a month before we opened to the public in 2006.
Okay, yeah. So you're one of our longest serving members.
I am, yes, for my sins.
And where have you come to us from, Jess?
Originally, I have come from Sydney, mm-hmm. And also from the commercial art sector. I worked in a commercial gallery in Sydney for just over 2 years. Before that, I'd had some experience working in small roles in public systems in Gosford. But primarily I'd come straight from Sydney.
Okay. All right. Can you give us a brief overview of what your role is here?
Sure. My job is the collections officer, which means that fundamentally I'm responsible for the two collections that we have here at the Cultural Centre, that being the museum collection and the gallery collection. So my job entails adding to the collection, looking after the collection, storing it, and also interpreting and researching the collection.
All right. And what does that sort of translate to on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, it can be very varied. Some days I might be cleaning objects and packing them and checking their storage conditions. Other days I might be going through books and researching and speaking to people about the objects that they're bringing in. And also there's a lot of data entry and computer work with my job because I need to track where everything is and where the condition everything's in and make sure that we have the records to back up the objects that we have in the collection. So there's a lot of record management and archiving that I do as well in order to support the objects that we have in the collection.
Okay. And in amongst all that, Jess, what's the most interesting or rewarding part of your job?
Oh, goodness me. There's so many different things that are interesting. I really enjoy when people bring things into sort of ask about whether we think it's important or whether we think it's worthy of going into the collection, mm-hmm. Because people do value objects and they do become vessels for stories and people's Absolutely. Memories. And so I really enjoy kind of talking to people about the objects, but also because I'm quite kind of an organisation freak, I really enjoy the structure and the organisation making sure everything's neat and organised and in the right spot and stored in the perfect way. So it is kind of best of both worlds, I suppose, in that respect.
Fantastic. All right, what's the most challenging component of your role then?
Challenging is probably getting enough time to spend with each and every object. I would, you know, there are hours and hours I could spend researching a single object, and really I don't have the luxury of that kind of time. Mm-hmm. So really being able to dedicate time to individual objects and really explore them to any great depth is something that I would love to do more of. But unfortunately, because of the size of the collection, because of the diverse tasks that are associated with looking after it, you kind of do get caught up in doing lots of menial things, you know, checking and rechecking and data entry and things like that. So you don't get to spend as much time doing the in-depth research that I would really love to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you working on right now that is really exciting you?
Well, we've got to a really interesting stage in how we're looking after the collection, in that the last 5 or so years of my job with the collection has been the transition from having two separate institutions as they were, and the combination of these two collections under the Cultural Centre sort of structure, mm-hmm. has seen a lot of kind of reinvestigation and restructuring of the collection. And we've only just kind of come out of that period in the last couple of months, so that I'm now able to do some more of the time, or spend some more of the time with the collection and really kind of getting to do some of that research and getting to get things online and interpreted and accessed by people. Because at the end of the day, there's no point in having a collection if people can't see it and view it and think about it. So in terms of where the collection's headed, it's going in a really interesting way, in that it's moved from being a collection that I just have to kind of look after to now getting to a point where we can actually start to develop it and research it and expand it. So that's moving to a really interesting place. And the biggest project I've got on the horizon is looking at building some new storage for the collection, because it is growing at a rate that we can't necessarily store it here at the Cultural Centre for much longer. So we're having to look at developing some off-site storage, and looking at how we can develop that to encourage the public to be able to visit that site and see the stored objects and get to know the collection a lot more.
Okay. Jess, can you tell us what types of skills and abilities will be required for a job like yours in terms of people thinking about entering your career path?
Yeah, sure. Well, you really have to love objects, whether they be heritage objects or art objects. It's really, it's fundamentally what I do is about, resides with the object first and foremost. And you've got to be quite a, safety first kind of person. Mm-hmm. I tend to always, am always thinking, you know, worst case scenario in terms of making sure we protect the objects. So you have to have a lot of skills, I suppose, in organisation and being on top of information, because looking after the records with these objects is pretty important. But at the same sort of token, you've got to be able to think a bit conceptually about objects and what their value is and what their significance is. So you having some interest in history and art, of course, is great. But being able to relate how a physical object has meaning to a community is also really important. So it's good to have kind of research and interpretation skills, but you really do need to have the organisation and very methodical processes behind that as well, because you are having to look after lots of little bits of information in a kind of structured way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. To conclude, Jess, can you comment on anything that you think you'd like to see improved in the industry you work in?
Oh, a million little things. No, I think I tend to be a bit, I suppose a lot of people who work in collection management and registration, I suppose they would agree that it would be good that the people who look after the objects got a bit more time in the sun, because mm-hmm. a lot of what we tend to do is behind the scenes. Yeah. So the curators and the education officers tend to get be the front of things. Yep. They tend to get the glory, so mm-hmm. to speak, because the things that they work on are far more visible, exhibitions and public programs. And so collection officers tend to be squirreling away in the background.
Yep.
So I think it would be great that people kind of understood that actually the job of a collections officer or a registrar, as they're often called as well, is vitally important. And without, they kind of do the groundwork mm-hmm. that lets the other staff members and the other events at a cultural centre shine.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's probably a very personal thing, but I would love that, you know, the role of collections officer was seen as being as important and as dynamic and interesting as that as a, you know, a collections officer or an education officer or a public programs officer. Because really without collections, a lot of the places, a lot of the institutions across the country would cease to exist and, absolutely. You know, wouldn't have the value or the meaning or the importance that they have today. So, yeah, I think there's a tendency to look at the collections officers and registrars as probably the nerds of the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of doing all the sort of unfun tasks. So I think it would be great to see that collection management is elevated to a position of kind of being a bit of the rock stars of the cultural world.
I think it deserves that acknowledgement, Jess. Yes, thank you. All right, Jess, thank you very much for giving us an insight into your role here.
No worries, my pleasure.
Excellent.